Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose will come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So if you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord, tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with a word from the Lord. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The affected, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So again, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come play. Be overcome.
is so brand new. You're my favorite song, Jesus. I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
Amen. Praise be to God. Elohinai, Elohim, means the God of gods. God of gods, reign and rule over the difficult circumstances of my life that seeks to defeat me. You are stronger than all, higher than all, and wiser than all. You are Elohimai, Elohim, and nothing is impossible with you. My issues and my trials are nothing to you. You can solve them with just a thought or an inclination. Please let me see you supremely represented in my everyday life. Plant your thoughts in my mind so that your kingdom will advance on this earth. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, sweet excuse me, sweet hour of prayer and our thankful Thursday, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from God this evening. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve. Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah. Now say, all of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory, Lord.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory.
dreads would they be gray? And I wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Help his fellow man. Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. You're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Father, thank you for your mercy and grace, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. for bringing us to a brand new day. We bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, our jobs, and family, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that's all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. At this time, I will play another selection, and I will come after the selection. I will be back with our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
All of our hearts, all of our minds, and all of our
praise be to God. We will always serve you. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. And the title of this message is Blocked Prayers. And our scripture reading is coming from Mark chapter 11. And we're going to read verses 20 through 25. Amen. Praise be to God. Where it says, and I'm reading through the New Living Translation. Praise God. And these verses are talking about Jesus says the disciples can pray for anything. 20. The next morning, as they passed by the fig tree he had cursed, the disciples noticed it had withered from the roots up. Peter remembered what Jesus had said to the tree on the previous day and exclaimed, "Look, Rabbi, the tree you cursed has withered and died." Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you will receive it, it will be yours. Amen. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title of this message is Blocked Prayers. And the text for this message is coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And it says, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Amen. Praise God. The writer says, for 14 years, the Mars rover Opportunity faithfully communicated with the people at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. After it landed in 2004, it traveled 28 miles of the Martian surface, took thousands of images, and analyzed many materials. But in 2018, communication between Opportunity and scientists ended when a major dust storm coated the solar panels, causing the rover to lose power. That we can allow dust to block our communication with someone outside of our world? When it comes to prayer, communicating with God, there are certain things that can get in the way. Scripture says that sin can block our relationship with God. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Psalm 66 and 18. Jesus instructs, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Mark 11 and 25. Our communication with God can also be hindered by doubt and relationship problems. James 1, 5 through 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7. If you would like to read that afterwards on your time. Again, that's James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 and 1 Peter 3 and 7. Amen. T's blockage of communication seemed to be permanent, but our prayers don't have to be blocked. By the work of the Holy Spirit, God lovingly draws us to restore communication with Him. As we confess our sins and turn to Him, by God's grace, we experience the greatest communication the universe has ever known. One-to-one prayer between us and our holy God. Amen. Praise be to God. How can confessing your sins to God improve your communication with Him? And what can you do to enrich your prayer life? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father, guide us to discover what's limiting our communication with you. Thank you for helping us connect with you. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose is from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us all with a word. Amen. So again, I will play another selection while we are waiting. Praise be to God. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
You clean me up. You thought I was the devil.
Amen. Praise be to God. In Exodus 3:14 says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. Ehi, Asher, Ehiah. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Amen. Praise be to God. Which means eternal.
Calls from private caller.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Eternal, all-sufficient God, there is so much power in your name. There is peace in knowing your name. You are all-sufficient in your name. By your name, you control the outcome of nations. You led the Israelites into freedom by assuring them that you are all sufficient. How can I lift up your name in admiration when it is already so high? I am feeble in my attempts to praise you, for you deserve the praise of all of creation and for all eternity. Still accept my praise and desire it and sit enthroned upon it. Eternal, all-sufficient God. Amen, amen, and amen. So again, welcome to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God.
This means
peace, but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. So this means war.
God. So again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. And at this time, I'd like to acknowledge my guest online. God bless you. Area code 623271. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. Praise be to God. So we have a few minutes before our speaker arrives. So while we're waiting, I will play a short selection. Praise God. Well, not so short, but the heart of the Spirit.
The heart of the Spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart chosen to serve the King of Kings, the Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin, interceding, the heart.
God. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Doing awesome, thank you.
Praise be to God.
I had to unmute.
Amen.
Doing awesome, kind of hot, but I'm doing awesome, thank you.
Amen. It's in your hands.
Woo, it's in your hands. Oh, my goodness, I am so grateful for everything that God is doing right now. I am thankful for everything he's already done. God has been good, good, good to all of us. I am running out of breath. I was running, trying to grab my grandbaby before I came home, only to get there for them to say, well, they still on their trip. I said, what in the world? Okay, they must be having a good time. So I drove on home, and I'm sweating like crazy. But we have an awesome word today. God has truly shown himself strong. I almost dropped the phone. Shown himself strong today. And I'm going to hit it and quit it and get out the way. Amen?
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. Father God, we lift you up right now. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. We're looking for you to do the drawing, oh God. Use me as a vessel that through me you may draw others to yourself, oh God. We thank you for your loving kindness, for your forgiveness, for your mercy. You woke us up this morning, oh God, clothed in our right mind, divine healings within our bodies, oh God. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. Now we ask that you just have your way with this word. We pray that your word does not fall on deaf ears. And everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, is going to hear something to encourage them, to lift them up, to bless them on this day. And that you and only you will get the glory. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Got to give honor where honor is due. We thank God for the visionary, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. We thank God for his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. We thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda. Thank you, guys.
You
guys do so much to make sure this program goes through without a hitch. And I know I am forever grateful for everything that you do, Evangelist Hilda. I appreciate you. And this is me giving you your roses right now. Can you smell
God
them?
Be the glory.
Thank the Lord.
God
Ooh,
be the
bless God. Hey, y'all heard what I said. Don't bring me no flowers when I'm gone. I can't
Amen.
Smell them in the grave. I want mine now.
Praise
so we
God.
Bless God
Praise
for the flowers God. That we have the ability to give flowers to one another now. We thank God for
Amen.
Apostle Mother Wiggins. Thank God for this awesome woman of God. We
Praise
continue
God.
To pray
yes.
her strength in the Lord. She
Amen.
Is an awesome woman of God. We thank God for Sister Barbara. We pray her strength. You don't know what she's doing behind the scenes. She is our portrait. And
Amen.
She does come forth with poetry like you wouldn't believe. So we thank God for her. We thank God for all of the fivefold leaders. And if I miss anybody, please don't charge it to my heart. Pastor Jackson, don't want to forget her, Dr. Verlene Turner and Prophetess Washington. And, of course, the love of my life, Pastor Stephen
yes.
Dubose. We thank God for this awesome man of God. And for
Amen.
All of our listeners, God bless
yes.
you. Thank
don't
you for continuing to tune in to give ear to hear what thus says the Lord by Pastor Kathy's mouth. Amen. Here we go.
Amen.
I want to hit it and quit it because I am soaking wet right now. Just drink. I tell you what, if I'm burning up like this, I'm going to always say it to everybody. If I'm burning up like this in Arizona, I know I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be that one that said, just put a little water on my tongue. No, because he's going to look back at me and say, oh, when you had a chance to get it right, so you wouldn't be down there burning crispy. Huh? You didn't get it right. So
yes,
I'm trying
right.
my hardest to get it
right
now.
Praise
I don't
want
to burn. If it gets hotter than this, oh, my goodness. But we thank God that he's strengthening us even during the heat right now. Later on, ain't going to be no strength. Okay? It's all over with. You at your final destination. So if I was you, I'd start drinking the water now. You hear what I'm saying? Drink the water. You know, God is living water. Okay, here we go. Now, we're going to get into this word, and I am coming. Ooh, I like it. Matthew chapter 26, verses 37 through 44. And then we're going a little bit further. That's in the middle of your Bible. Go a little bit further back. We're going to be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 5 through 10. Amen?
Amen.
Ooh, thank God for all of our listeners. Thank God for everybody. My grandson is out there having the time of his life. They took him to a baseball game or something. Here, Phoenix, Arizona, they put him on the bus. He gets excited just getting on the bus. I can imagine how he feels going to a baseball game and seeing an actual game. So we bless God that they're safe and all is well, and they'll be home later in a little bit. Okay, coming from Matthew 26, verse 37 through 44. At that time, Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he told them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. He said to them, My soul is consumed to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. My goodness, glory to God. 38. Going a little further, he fell face down and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will." I know in some of your Bibles it says, "Yet, not my will, but thy will be done." Verse 40, then Jesus returned to the disciples and found them sleeping. Oh, my goodness, really, guys. Found them sleeping. "Were you not able to keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." A second time he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass unless I drink it, may your will be done." Amen. 43, and again Jesus returned and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. Mm-hmm. So he left them and went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 12 and 5 through 10. "I will boast about such a man, but I will not boast about myself except in my weakness. Even if I wanted to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be, oh my goodness, glory to God, because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain, so no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. Or because of these surpassingly great revelations, so to keep me from becoming conceited or proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient.'" Oh my goodness. What amazing grace. Hallelujah. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in your weakness." Yes, Lord. "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. That is why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, and persecution and difficulty, for when I am weak, then I am strong." Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. You know, God is so awesome that there are times when you think you see everything, right? I don't know about you, but I've gone to the movies a couple of times, and I have gone, you know, if I really like the movie, I'll keep going. I want to see it again. And then if it, well, let me back up. That was back when the movies used to cost $7. Now, I don't go over and over and over again. Oh, I don't think so. If I like it, I wait till it come on TV.
Amen.
And so, but back then you go and see it over and over and over again. And even if you watch it on TV over and over and over again because you like the movie, guess what? Every time you see that movie, you go, "Oh, wow, I didn't see that happen the first time. Huh, how I missed that? I was looking right at it." Right? All you got to do is blink, you're going to miss something.
Amen.
And so with this, I missed this, and I didn't even know I missed it. Here's the thing. You know how many times I've heard this story that there was a thorn in Paul's side?
Yeah.
God allowed Satan, a messenger of Satan, to put a thorn in my flesh to torment me, to keep me from becoming proud. I've heard that story so many times, and guess what? I don't remember if it did happen. I don't recall it ever being put with the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. I don't recall that. And today, I was looking at it, I was reading it over, and I said, I miss it. Because the same God that's given, my goodness, glory to God. The same God that's given me the word now was the same one that gave me the word then. Huh? Mm-hmm. And he said, Kathy, you know back then you wasn't mature enough. Huh? I probably told you, but you didn't listen. Yeah, you were still on milk. Now that you're on meat, I can give it all to you. Come on now. Y'all better hear what God is saying to the church. Because what he's saying is, there were times when I could, my goodness, God, I love you. There were times when I could only give you bits and pieces because you couldn't handle the bulk of what I was trying to tell you. But now that you've grown up some, I can give you a little more.
Amen.
Huh? My goodness, glory to God. And so now I got to tell you, when I looked at that and I went, Jesus cried out 3 times. Paul cried out 3 times. Kathy cries out 12 times. Ooh, Lord Jesus, help me, help me, help me, Lord Jesus. And I said, wait a minute, they only cried 3 times. He held there. He like, no. You got to do this for a purpose. There's a purpose behind everything I do. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Aren't you so glad you serve a, you listen to a pastor that listens to the Holy Ghost. I got to back the train up, and I got to give you a title of this message.
Amen.
The title is, I Did That For You. I Did That For You. My goodness, glory to God. That's the title of the message. I Did That For You. And so now we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he takes Peter and them, and he says, y'all come with me. Why? Because you got to understand, even though he was a holy, just God, he was in a man's body. Mm-hmm. And so he felt the pain of being in that body.
Yes.
Right? He could have taken it away, but then how would his father have gotten the glory? Right? Wouldn't have gotten no glory out of that story. Besides, he was ordained to come down here and do what he did. He couldn't take that away from him. That was the purpose of me sending you. Remember? We talked about it. We agreed on it. You know, oh my goodness, God, I love you. Just like in the beginning of the Bible, when he says, remember, we talked about it, we agreed on it, huh? And we said, let's make man in our own. Oh, my goodness, that flew over somebody's head. You know what I'm saying right now? I'm saying that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they talk to one another. Somebody's going, but I thought the three were one. They are. I'm sorry. You never been caught talking to yourself. I did. I go, let me see. No, I can't do that. Yeah, I guess I could. Yeah. Come on now. You know you've seen people talking to themselves if you don't want to say you've talked to yourself before. And so the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they said, let's make man in our own image. Huh?
Right.
And so when Jesus had to come down, guess what? They had another conversation. Okay, which one shall I send, huh, to take on the sins of the world? Send me, Father, send me. Okay, go ahead. Poof, threw him inside Mary Bell. Oh, God, I love you. And so now he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's thinking about it because what? He is no longer in his spiritual nature. Now he's in this flesh, and this flesh is feeling the pain of what he has to do. Right?
Amen.
So look what happened. It said that, he said, my soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Yeah. So from now until they hang me on that cross, I'm going to be consumed with sorrow. Right? And this is what's happening. He told Peter, and he said, what are you doing? What are you doing? You guys got to pray for me. and they kept falling asleep. He said, you got to pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Why? I know that the spirit is willing and your flesh is weak, but you've got to do this, right? Stay up and pray for me. Well, you know, they was in human body too. They went to sleep. This is good stuff. This is really, really good. So it says he did it a second time, and then he did it a third time, and he kept saying, Father, if it's possible, let this, but if not, then let your will be done, right? Not my will, but let thy will be done. Because even though my will is, oh my goodness, glory to God, that's good stuff right there, Holy Ghost. Even though my will is your will, my will is your will because I'm a part of you. Right now I'm in this flesh and my will is weak right now. All I know, I'm about to be hurt. But his will was God's will. That's why he came down in the first place. Okay? That's why when the word of God tells us he will give us the desires of our heart, guess what? He's talking about, my goodness, God, I love you. He's talking about the desires to do his will. He's not talking about your desires. Huh? You've got to first seek ye first the kingdom. Right?
Amen.
That's got to be priority on your list, to do the things of God. Why? Huh? That's how you operate in the will of God. And all of us, and some of us are saying it like a joke, not my will, Lord, let thy will be done. No, don't worry, you don't mean that. You're just saying it because you know Jesus said it. He said, not my will, Lord. And God is sitting there going, I wonder what they would do if I really let my will be done in this thing. They know they wouldn't be able to handle it. So now Jesus is there, and you see that he said it three times, right? He said, but nevertheless, not my will, let thy will be done. Now I got to take you to the story. Here's the story, okay? Your parents have been feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you, right? And what have they been doing? This is what they've been doing. If you weren't so greedy and you've been paying attention to what your parents are doing. Okay, help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Now, your mama got six girls and one boy, right? And she makes $25 a week. Her rent is $10 a week. Groceries is another $7 a week. To get back and forth to the job to get the $25, that's another $8. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. That's cutting it close. That's everything she has. And so now, guess what she's doing? She done made a meal, put it out there for you guys to eat. All seven of you going to eat. And guess what she's going to do? She's going to go in the back room, and she's going to drink a Pepsi because there really isn't enough for her, right? But she's making sure you eat. Huh? Come on, stay with me on this. So she's making sure her kids eat, but she's going in the back. I'm smoking a cigarette, drink a Pepsi or something, because it's not a whole lot, and I don't want them to say, Mom, I want some more, because there is no more, right? And she does this over and over and over again, over and over and over again. And then there's a time when your parent, whether it's your mother or your father, your parent gets sick, and they're not able to go to work to get food to feed you, right? And so now you've got to step in. But remember, watch this now. Remember, many a day, your parent was sitting on the bed going, Lord God, help me. Help me. I don't want my babies to be hungry. Did you hear what they said? They didn't say, Lord God, I don't want to go hungry. They said, I don't want my babies to be hungry.
Amen.
That was their prayer. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. So you've got to understand, when Jesus came down to go to that cross, guess what he was saying? He was saying, Father, help me. I don't want my babies to perish.
Amen.
Y'all stay with me. Because guess what? In his word it says it's not his desire that any should perish.
Amen.
So while he's going to the cross to pay the price, right,
mm-hmm.
so that you won't have to perish, you being you and me won't have to perish, right? And yes. Oh, my goodness, God, I love it. As painful as that was, he did that for you and you
yes.
and you and me. That's what he did for us. Right? And so now he's in the garden going, Father, help me. Help me. It's not my desire that any of my babies should perish. So now you got to think back when your parent was sitting on the bed, and for me it was my mother going, Lord God, I need my babies to eat. I don't want my babies to go hungry. And she worked. And she worked, and she fed, and she fed. And many a night, I don't recall her eating. But she had that Pepsi. That was it. She had that Pepsi. She was good to go. Later on in my years, I'm going, Mom, what was you eating all that time? Oh, I ate. No, you didn't. I ain't seen you with no plate. I ate. Don't worry about me. I ate. And even when we got older, we said, Ma, you got food in the fridge? Don't worry about me. I'm all right. I got food. She knows she had no food in that fridge. And so each of us took turns taking a food. But here's the thing. And so now you look at Jesus saying to the Father, help me. But this is how he said it. He said, if it be possible for this cup to pass from in front of me, could you let it pass? He said, but nevertheless, not my will. Let thy will be done. So what he was really saying was, Father, can you help me? I mean, I don't want to see any of my babies perish, but right now it's too painful to bear. It's really too painful. Because he said that, he looked at Peter and him, he said, my soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death.
Yes.
Right? He couldn't bear. He said, yeah, the spirit is willing, but not this flesh. Flesh is weak. Right?
Very weak.
So now let's skip over here to Paul. Let's look at Paul. Paul said, said what was happening to me? I love this part because he said, I will boast about such a man, but I will not boast about myself except in my weakness. Even if I do boast, I would not be a fool. Because I would be speaking the truth. Did you hear what he's saying? He said, but I will refrain so no one will credit it to me or to what he sees in me or hears from me.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I would be a fool to try to boast, but I would still be speaking the truth.
That's right.
Huh? I'm just telling you what God did for me. It's the truth. Even though I'm boasted and I shouldn't. But, you know, because people that boast, they foolish. But Paul said, I would be a fool, but I would still be telling the truth. He said, but I'm refraining from boasting. I'm not going to do that. He said, or because these surpassingly great revelations. He said, this is what happened to me. A thorn was given in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me.
Mm-hmm.
Look what that word says. It says a messenger of Satan. See, this ought to be good news for y'all because God's trying to educate us. He said, the word says a messenger of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So every time somebody says, well, the devil did it. The devil made me do it. The devil is busy. He's busy. No, he got messengers. How about that?
Because
he's not God. He cannot be everywhere all the time. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. He is like us. Huh? He's having to ask permission where he can go, who he can mess with. Oh, my goodness, God. He's having to bow down to God.
That's right. Amen.
That's why he's down here in the first place. Come on now. Because he wanted to be God. God,
that's
what
right.
What are you doing? What's that you over there doing?
Yes.
I I'm just roaming the earth. What you roaming the earth for? I want to see who I can devour. Really?
Yes.
Oh. Now you want to take on the power of giving life and taking life. You want to be me.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I'm God. Oh, you God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could be God. Really? Huh. Let me see the earth that you created.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see anything you've ever created. Show it to me.
Come on.
Since you want to rule over it, show it to me.
Yes.
Well, I can get people to do what you get them to do. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you what. You and them imps that's following you, y'all get up out of here. Get on up out of here. He kicked them out of heaven. Why? Because he wanted to be God. And guess what? The story has not changed. You still got people thinking they're God. Come on now. Don't act like this is brand new to you. There are people out there that think they're God.
Mm.
Yeah. If you got somebody that's taking care of you, giving you money, feeding you, they really think you cannot survive without them. And if they think that you cannot survive without them, they think that they're God. Hello?
Hello?
The people that are your bosses on your job, and they think, well, you better be good to me because I can fire you or I can let you stay.
Hmm.
Jesus said, don't nobody take my life. I lay it down.
Come on.
Huh?
Yes.
You don't get to take this. I lay it down.
Amen.
So in other words, when your bosses feel like they have the ability to either let you stay on the job or let you go, hey, whatever you do, it's all right with me. Because the God that brought me here can just parade me through the door of the next one. Come on now.
Yeah.
But we're just so scared.
Because
guess what we're doing? We're not, here's the thing, we're not afraid of God. We're afraid of the world.
Yeah.
Hello? The world that he created. The world
yes.
that he has the power to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you need to be afraid of God. That's who you should be afraid of. And so now you got Paul saying, he had this thorn put in my side, and three times I asked him, could you get the thorn out my side? Can you get the thorn out my side? Can you get the thorn out my side? Can you imagine God sitting there going, what do you think? We deaf? We can't hear you? We heard you the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still saying it? Did we say no? No. No. And God tried to be polite. He said, my grace is sufficient. You won't be all right. Paul said that thorn was there to buffet me. You know why he said that? Paul knew himself. Huh? If you look back in the day before when he was killing Christians, Paul was arrogant. Huh?
Yes.
He did not care.
Mm-hmm.
And so to keep him from getting puffed up again, a thorn was put in his side. You know what the thorn means? You're going to have to depend on me.
That's right.
Huh? You
Amen.
Want comfort? The comfort comes from me.
Right.
But guess what God said? He said, but Kathy, I need you to let them know I did that for them. And my son cried out to me, and he said that he was, my goodness, glory to God, so filled with sorrow, even to the point of death. And I did that for them, and they can't do this for me?
Come on, now.
I let my son die on the cross to save them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
To pay a price they will never, ever, ever be able to pay.
That's
I
right.
had
Amen.
My son, who didn't even know sin, take on the sins of this world and get
preached.
And you heard him in the Garden of Gethsemane begging me to let this cup pass from before him.
Come Come on, mm-hmm. Yes.
But he understood his purpose. And so he said, but not my will, let your will be done. Because
yes.
everything he did, he looked back at somebody and said it was for the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
That
amen.
My Father will be glorified.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That my Father would be glorified. Huh?
Yeah.
Now watch this. And so he's telling us today, he said, I did that for you, and you can't do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what this is? Guess what this is? You can't pray? Huh? You can't pray with me? You can't worship me? You can't love on me? Ooh, here's the big one, y'all. Here's the big one. You cannot give your life up for me? But
mm-hmm.
I did that for you.
Yes.
Ooh. And you think your life is more valuable? Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Than mine? No, it is not. You're not a savior. You're not a creator. You're not sovereign. You're not holy. Don't you think your life is worth more than mine? And you tell me that every time you refuse to accept my son as your Lord and Savior, the one that paid the price in the first place, just so you would have an opportunity to be saved.
Preach.
Yep.
Preach.
And
yes.
he accepted you the way you were, filthy,
yes,
dirty, red.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Some of you were thieves. Some of you were liars. Come on now. Some of you were adulterers. Some of you were drunkards. Come on. So, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Some of you were homosexuals. Some of you did a little bit of everything.
That's right. Yes.
He said, but look what I did for you.
Yes, he
and did. You can't do this for me. And guess what? It's not even half. Not even half as painful as what I did for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you heard my son in that garden going, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
He said, I am consumed with sorrow to
yes.
the point of
yes.
death.
To the
consumed.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
And you can't do this for me. Just come and accept my son as your Lord and Savior. Huh? You can't do this. You acting like I'm asking for everything you got. Oh yeah, that's right. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm asking you to give your life to Christ.
Yes.
And so yes, that's everything you
everything.
Have.
Mm-hmm.
But I yes. gave everything. I had. I didn't withhold death from you. And I'm not asking you to die. I'm telling you, you can live.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
The wages of sin is death. I'm asking you to come out of it so you can live.
Yes.
Yep.
That's right.
And you don't want to walk away from that? And I got to bring it back around like this because the Holy Ghost told me to. Watch this again. While your parent was giving you everything you needed and they did not enjoy giving it to you and them having to do without. Because guess what? It was a choice between you being hungry and them being hungry. It was a choice between you dying and Christ dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and he
yes.
says, you know what, I'm going to take their place. Because number one, they're going to kill every animal down there. They're going to kill every, they're going to have to sacrifice from now until eternity. So
yes.
I
yep.
have to be the sacrificial lamb that goes
That's
down
right.
there once and for all.
Jesus. Thank you.
Listen, I don't know about anybody else. But if somebody comes to me and say, Kathy, you want them shoes, don't you? Yeah. You really want them?
Yeah.
Why you can't get them there, $125? $125? That's all? Girl, I'll get you them shoes.
Uh-uh.
What? You won't get me them shoes? You won't get them for you? I pay for them. What you want, nothing? What you want, nothing? Come on, what you really want? Well, you know how you go to church all the time? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will you pray for me next time you go? That's all you want?
Mm.
Yeah, just pray for me. That's all you want? Yeah, pray for me.
Mm.
Okay, give me the shoes. They give me the shoes. I'm going on about my business. I got these shoes.
No.
What are the chances that between now and 7 days from now, when I get to the church, I'm going to remember the person that bought me those shoes, and all I got to do is pray for them? What are the chances I'm going to remember that? Because I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not talking about Kathy right now, right? Because God has created in me a clean heart and renewed a right spirit. I'm talking about Kathy before I got to the point where I'm trying to get you to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got to this point, I can imagine if I get some shoes, my only thought when I get into the church is to swing my leg across so somebody can see me wearing them. My thought is not to pray for the person that bought them for me. Just like, oh my goodness, glory to God, every time we wake up in the morning and take a deep breath and able to walk and see and talk and hear, we don't think about the one that paid the price so we will be able to do that. No, what we think about is, whoo, I got to go to work. What am I going to put on? I'm feeling kind of hungry. Oh, Lord. Whoo, I hope this ain't a horrible day.
As human beings.
Instead of us saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh,
yes,
yes, the Lord, oh my God. Say some things to make you feel like going through that day.
Yes, yes.
If you wake up defeated, the rest of your day is worth nothing.
Come on.
Because you've already killed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes God with his sweet self. And he says, Kathy, tell him this. You know, because this is my grandson, dude. Well, he want to put me and Papa against each other. He'll say, Papa, da-da-da-da. He whisper in the ear. And we're like, what is he doing? Right? Because he don't want you to know it came from him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Watch this now. So when God whispers in my ear, Kathy, tell him it's time to come in. Right?
Yeah.
I need you to do this for me, just like I did that for you. But
yeah.
I want it to come for me because I don't want nobody thinking that I'm trying to make them do it. I want them to do it because of your testimony, Kathy. Tell them where I brought you from. Tell
yes,
them
yes.
what I've given you over the years. Tell them how I provided for you. Tell them how I looked out for your loved one. Tell them what you see me do in your life.
Amen, amen.
And hopefully that'll be enough to get them to come in. Huh? I don't want them to come because I made them. I want
right.
them to come because the only reason is they can see how much I love them.
Yes.
Not how much I love you, because if they see how much I love you, they're going to base it on the things that I've given you. I want them to see how much I love them, and they haven't even come in yet. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Praise
ha! Ah, my goodness, glory to God. We ought to get to that point where we start thinking like the Father. If you say you're a Christian, you ought to be behaving Christ-like. The things you say, the things you do, the things you think about ought to resemble, oh, my goodness, glory to God. While you're sitting there with that tag in your car, what would Jesus do? I imagine there's many a day where Jesus is looking at us going, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't
exactly.
do that either.
That's right.
I surely wouldn't do that.
Mm-mm. No.
And we got these bumper stickers, what would Jesus do? Some of us got shirts, what would Jesus do? And we just doing all kind of stuff with Jesus' name on them.
Yes.
And that's, my goodness, glory to God, this I know. Because in the end, when you get there, his word says he's going to look at you and say, get away from me, for I know you not. But Lord, I did this, and I did this. Yeah, you did that, and that, and that, and that. There's no compromising with God, okay? It's two colors, black or white, in or out. You either in or you out.
Amen.
If you in, oh, my goodness, glory to God. I got something for you. You think I've been taking care of you before you got in? What am I going to do once you do get in?
Come on, now.
I'm going to love on you all the more.
Like
there was days that I know for sure, without a doubt in my mind, that I was not saved. But, oh, my goodness, glory to God. God was protecting me. He was shielding me. He was providing for me. He was making a way for me. He was displaying his love for a wretch like me. And now that I made a conscious decision to join the ranks and come into the army of the Lord and say, Lord, I accept your son as my Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And I repent. And I want to be back. I want to be cleansed thoroughly. My heart, my mind, my soul. I want to be cleansed. I want to be found pleasing in your sight, oh God.
Yes, God.
So, that ain't going to be hard. Start loving on your neighbor.
That's right.
Start forgiving other people. Start thanking folks for doing things for you. Yeah. Those are the things I need you to do. I don't need you to do anything for me. But guess what? If you do it for any one of them, you've already done it. My goodness, glory to God. Woo, God, I love you.
Yes.
All you got to do is do it for them. That's evidence that you love me.
Yes.
God is not built like man. Man needs you to do it for them, to show them that you love. Do this for me. Do that. God is not like that.
No.
God said, do it for her. Yeah. Do it for her. Do it for him.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Do it for them.
Huh?
Just do it. Just do it. Why? If I did that for you, why can't you do this for me? It's time.
Yes,
God is saying, I've been giving y'all ample time to come in. And today he's saying, can you do this for me? Can you accept my son as your Lord and Savior? Huh?
Yes,
can you come in now? And even though he's still going to wait on you until you make a decision to come in, just remember, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. The only thing God told me to tell you was I did that for you. With my son full of sorrow and distress, I let him get pinned to that cross. My goodness, glory to God, so that you could be saved.
That's
why? Because you were lost. And some of you are still lost. But guess what? Even the ones that are lost, some of you are my children. You just haven't found your way home. That's what his word says. He says, I've got some that haven't come in yet.
That's right.
So you don't know who it is you're entertaining. Some of them are angels. Be careful how you entertain others. Come on now. Come on now. And everything we do as a child of God is on display. You think it's on display for God to see? No. It's on display for Satan.
That's right.
Yes.
God already knows what you're going to do. He knows when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. Satan is the one watching. Why? Because he wants to run to the Father. And, oh, my goodness, good God.
Come on now. That's
he wants
what he
to kill
do.
You. of mm-hmm. your wrongdoing being a child of God.
Yes.
Because he wants to look at God and go, oh, wow, did you see what Kathy did?
Mm-hmm.
And you said she's a servant of yours?
Mm-hmm.
She's a servant of yours, but did you see what she just did?
Mm-hmm.
God said, how about this? I saw her do it before she did it.
Come on, I saw it
when you put it in her mind to do it.
Yes.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And guess what? I was there whispering to her, don't go down that road.
That's right.
But she overrode me.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
She said, Holy Ghost, stop. And she just did what she wanted to do. But I knew she was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because she was telling the Holy Ghost, hey, I don't need you to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want. No. When the thought went in her mind, I knew what she was going to do. Before the thought got in her mind, I knew what she was going to do. When she was in her mother's womb, I knew everything she would do from beginning to end. So you can't tell me anything that my servant is doing. I know her weakness, but I told her in her weakness, oh, my goodness, glory to God. That's when I have been made strong. Because that's what Paul says. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He says, the Lord said to me, my grace is sufficient, for my power is perfected in your weakness. And guess what else Paul said? And I'm going to bring it on home. Paul said, that is why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in my weaknesses. Why? Mm-hmm. Whether it's an insult, a hardship, persecution, difficulty, it does not matter. Because when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong.
That's right. Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Because it's not me. I'm not operating in my own strength.
That's right.
I'm operating in the strength of my Father.
Praise be to God.
And he's asking you, because he's already my Father, he's asking you, are you ready for adoption?
Yes.
He wants to adopt you like he adopted me and her and him and her.
Yes.
Do you want to be the one
you.
That he takes
thank
into
you.
The family?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You're looking for a home? Don't look any further.
mm-hmm.
All you got to do is invite him in. And you will have a home.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I go to prepare a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? A place for you, and you. So I'm asking you again, if you're looking for a home, look no further. Because if you accept him, he's prepared a home for you.
Amen.
Yep.
Yes. Amen.
A final resting place.
None like it.
God is telling all of us today, I did that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you do this for me? Amen.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Bless you guys. Back to you, Evangelist Heather.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. That was a wonderful word this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I'm so overjoyed. I don't even know what time it is or day.
Hallelujah.
So that deserves a hand clap praise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's just standing there with open arms, welcoming you to come on in. At this time, I'd like to ask my guest online to give a brief response on how she enjoyed the word this evening. Area code 626-271, God bless you. How were you this evening, and do you have a response?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed this, and last week also. I loved how Pastor Kathy mentioned about the Trinity and how when Jesus is Jesus and when God is God and when the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost, just like when a woman is a mother and sometimes a daughter and sometimes a sister, and that really put it into perspective. I'm still the same person,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I can be those different things, those different needs for people at that
taking
time.
Taking on those different roles.
Yes.
And I did not realize until I was looking at Matthew and 2 Corinthians talking about three times, just like Pastor Kathy said, it didn't occur to me that Jesus had gone out three times in despair. And same thing with Paul, three times he asked. Mm-hmm. And I had never put those two scriptures together until she mentioned it.
That's true. I'm with you because I wasn't thinking about the three times, you know, that he was in Gethsemane and he went out. And also with Paul when he asked three times for healing. And when God told him that, excuse me, my grace is sufficient. And when every time I read that part about Paul, I think about myself. And you know, when I'm, you know, because I'm like always in pain 24/7 because I have fibromyalgia, and that is constant pain. So when I pray and I ask God to heal me from this pain, or to, even if he doesn't heal me right away, but if he could just ease the pain. And then I think about what Paul says, that when God said to him, my grace is sufficient. So now I just say, Lord, I thank you for for health, strength, wisdom and understanding, and I thank you for your healing. You know, even though I'm still constantly in pain, but I don't think about it as much as I used to in the beginning, you know, when things to the point now where I just completely took myself off in all painkillers. So I said, God is his grace is sufficient. And, you know, that's, I had to give that testimony because when I read this and hear Pastor Kathy preach on it about three times when Christ was in the garden and he was praying and he asked the disciples to pray for him, but they couldn't stay awake. But all of that was in God's plan. Same thing with Paul when he asked for healing. And God said, my grace is sufficient. All of that was in God's plan. So, I mean, it just blew my mind to compare the two of them together in that perspective, you know?
And the point about not letting Paul become like he used to be. When he was Saul and he was torturing the Christians, and he was full of himself because of his education in the Jewish law and where he came from, you know, hey, you know, let's not get so full of ourselves that it deflects from our Savior, you know, that we're not admiring Paul as much as who we're supposed to admire.
Amen. So at this time we're going to, it's just so much to say about this message tonight, you know. I did that for you. And, you know, to compare what God is doing for us in our life, you know, this it's just amazing. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come with the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. And we also want to thank our other two guests, area code 404-597 and 901-495, showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have heard this word and you're under the sound of my voice, that was the invitation God put it in a sermon, but that was the invitation.
Amen.
To accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yes. That was him saying, I understand all about your sin. I know everything about you. I know what you've done. I know what you will do. I know all about you. Now, my only question is, are you ready to be adopted? Are you ready to come in? Come on now. Yeah. There's room in my family for everybody. And when he says there's room, you will never, ever, ever go one day without feeling God's love, no matter how many kids you have. You will never go one day without feeling his love. And so he's saying to you today, won't you come in? Won't you accept my son as your Lord and Savior? All you got to do, he simplified it. Father God, I'm a sinner. I confess my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for me, oh God, for all of us. Oh God, come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And if you pray that prayer, that's it. I know a lot of times churches give you this whole long, drawn-out thing, but that's it. He wants you to confess that you're a sinner. He wants to say that you believe that Jesus does exist.
Amen.
So you got to believe it in order to receive it. Right?
Amen. That's
and
right.
And then he wants you to invite him to come into your life. And after that, he's going to wrap them holy arms around you, my goodness, glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
And then what you're going to see is a daily process of you changing and becoming more Christ-like. Where you didn't used to say sorry, now you're going to say sorry. Where you didn't used to be kind, now you're going to be kind. Where you didn't used to tell the truth, now you're going to stop lying. Come on now. He is going to change your life like
yes,
you wouldn't believe. But it's going to be
Hallelujah.
A process. Every day you ought to see God taking something else from you, taking something else, until you get so far into his likeness that you look back and go, wow, I used to do that. That used to be me. Huh?
Yeah.
My goodness, it's a process. So don't beat yourself up tomorrow if you wake up and you're still doing the same thing. Trust me, there's something that God has already taken, and you may not realize it, but every day he'll be taking something from you. The next thing you want to do is pray and ask God to lead you to a good household of faith where you can go and grow, learn more about your Savior, the things that he likes him, the things that he dislikes, so you can become more like him, Christ-like, right here on earth, where you start loving on others and doing for others and forgiving others, humbling ourselves. All of those things are Christ. Like, and that's what he wants from all of us. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for this word on tonight, this afternoon, oh God. All that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, we say thank you. But most of all, we say thank you for this word, how you graciously came through the back door to tell everybody, won't you come home today? Won't you come through that door today? Won't you accept me today? Because tomorrow really isn't promised. Father God, the way you have loved us like none other, even when we don't love ourselves, when we don't like ourselves, we don't always do the things that are pleasing in your sight, you have never given up on us. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. We ask that you continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. You said if we acknowledge you, you would direct our path. And now
yes,
we're looking for you to do just that. Direct our path, because we don't know the way we ought to go. We think we know, and then we find out later. So we're going to start acknowledging you so you can direct our path and bring us into a place of right standing with you, oh God. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God
bless. Amen. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Oh, no. Tomorrow we will not air, but we will be airing on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will be bringing the message and following the
message. Love you.
Love you too. Good night. So again, So we are going to leave out on, where's my song? Praise be to God, bread of life. All belongs, all to the glory of God. Yes. Here we go. Good night. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.
All the praise belongs. thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.